This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. Welcome in on a Wednesday morning. A little bit chilly out there. I have to tell you, man, I crawled out of bed this morning, and I thought maybe we had turned the heat off in our house. It felt colder than I expected this morning. So it was expected to dip down, I think, to like 39 at one point just before daybreak. Where are we up there now? What's it?
47.
Does it say 47 now?
46,
so
yep.
It's at least warming up a little bit for you this morning. That's okay. We'll get through it. Just be warned, you may need a light jacket as you head out the door today. We got lots to get to for you. We're going to talk to Nick Lee Ambrose, among other things. I'll bring up the signal intelligence thing here, of course, with Nicole in the next segment. But I also want to, she's also talking about what we discussed earlier this week, and that is Republicans seeking impeachment of a couple of these judges who seem to exist only for partisan political reasons. And, you know, what's the long argument there? Is that good or not for Republicans to be involved in that? We'll talk to Nick Lee about it coming up here in next hour. We've got Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal on because the Trump administration has invoked the state secrets privilege in the case over deportations under a wartime law. They're going to be able to get away with that because these judges, activist judges, are trying to go to court and claim due process for non-citizens as part of their argument. So we'll get to Jeremy on that. We got Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, CB Cotton. We got a full show for you this morning. So be sure and stick around for that a little later. If you can't, you can always download the podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts, on the Odyssey app, all that great stuff. So we've got that for you as well. You can always go to 971talk.com to find out more details on it, for sure. Mark Cox in here this morning, along with Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman. Sue Thomas continues to have the day off. I believe she is back with us tomorrow. We got Ethan in here a little later with in other news as well. But first, I want to get to some of our top stories. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Is another day and another disaster by the Democrats. The reality is they have no vision, no policy. They have nothing to sell but hate.
That's Governor Greg Abbott, the gentleman who is confined to a wheelchair but has to be insulted by the likes of Jasmine Crockett when she called him Governor Hot Wheels.
There's a difference between inadvertent release versus
careless and sloppy.
Malicious leaks of classified information.
Yep, Tulsi Gabbard there handling pretty aggressive Senator Mark Warner during this setup hearing yesterday. I'm more and more convinced this whole thing was designed to be dropped just before that hearing yesterday.
Did it start at 3.9 and go down, or did it?
We were at, I thought we were at 10, and then it went down to 6, and then down to 3, then it went down to 1.7, I believe.
Cori Bush talking about how she was really, really hoping she could have wasted $10 trillion of your dollars on a green climate change bill. And boy, if they could have just gotten Kamala Harris in there, they would have. Aren't you happy today?
That of all the people that could have been selected to come testify about the dangers of limiting free speech and censorship, my colleagues on the other side chose someone who believes that the First Amendment is essentially a white male fetish.
It's funny and it's sad at the same time. They had a panel yesterday in the United States Senate. It was a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee, which normally we wouldn't pay much attention to, Kim. But they were talking about censorship by the government. Obviously, a lot of this rolls out of what was happening with the Biden administration and, you know, them working with NGOs and big tech companies to silence conservatives. So they decided to hold a panel yesterday to discuss the fact that this is sort of a cottage industry, this relationship between government and outside agencies that commingle and collude to suppress free speech. So they decided to have a debate about this yesterday in Congress. And man alive, did we get some gold from Eric Schmidt and from Senator John Kennedy down in Texas. So who did the Democrats, so the Republicans brought in people like Molly Hemingway, who as a journalist and conservative commentator has had her Twitter page and other social media attacked and shut down because the Biden administration didn't like what she was saying. Who did the Democrats bring in? They brought in this crazy left-wing college professor named Mary Ann Franks. And man, what unfolded up there yesterday is sort of some of that must-hear audio that you get out of Congress ever so often. And it just started with Kennedy reading back to Mary Ann Franks some of her own words about the United States Supreme Court. This is what some of these left-wing wackos think about cases like Dobbs and the Bruin case when it comes to the Second Amendment and other. They're considered, they believe it's some sort of white supremacist conspiracy against the American people. You couldn't make this stuff up. Listen.
You wrote a law review article in December of 2023 for the New York University Law Review, and it was about the two cases, Bruin, Supreme Court case, and Dobbs. Remember that article?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In this article, you said, I'm going to quote your words, "Taken together, these two cases demonstrate that the Supreme Court has embraced the use of the Constitution as a tool of racial patriarchy," end quote. Did you say that?
Yes.
Okay. And then you went on to say, quote, "When the Supreme Court declares that there is a constitutional right to armed self-defense in public, it openly embraces and promotes a culture that privileges white men's ability to terrorize and kill those that they perceive as threats," close quote. Did I read that correctly?
I believe so. Thank you for reading.
Okay.
I mean, I believe so. Thank you for reading it. I mean, you talk about wacko. Mm-hmm. This lady is completely off the rails. But did you notice she had her article published in a peer-reviewed legal article? It was a peer-reviewed legal article posted. This is frightening stuff that the people in academia would ever buy into anything like this. Was her opinion stifled? No, it was not. I want to play one more clip from this because Kennedy is just brilliant here. Listen to this.
You said, quote, There's a reason why the conservative-dominated Supreme Court thinks the Constitution does not contain a right to an abortion, but is convinced that it contains an individual right to possess firearms. And that reason is white male supremacy. Close quote. Did I read that correctly?
Is there a question in this?
Did I read that correctly? That's
is there
my
a question that is relevant to this hearing?
Did I read that correctly? Do you really think that the United States Supreme Court, you're an officer of the court, is guided by white male supremacy?
I believe that the First Amendment prohibits the president
and other state officials
for punishing people for
Did you honestly say that, Professor?
I
and you expect us,
that the First Amendment,
as a Democratic witness, to take you seriously? Are you kidding me?
I believe that you should take
you
the First
Amendment
seriously. You
heard of curb your enthusiasm?
Sir.
Here's my saying, curb my nausea.
He's one of my favorites. I do kind of wish he would have let her talk at the end there,
yeah,
because I wanted to hear what she had to say. I do believe the First Amendment, and then he said something about curb your enthusiasm.
I know. It's you have to hear it in their own words sometimes. That's the crazed left in this country. Thank goodness they're not in power at the moment. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen again, but not at the moment. Coming up, we'll get to Nicolee Ambrose. Speaking of legal issues, should there be an effort to impeach federal judges who, in the opinion of many of us, are using their personal biases in their decisions against Donald Trump? We're going to talk to Nicolee Ambrose when we come back. Okay, I'm willing to have a little bit of fun with all of this. I thought this was probably my favorite meme I've seen so far of the day. Text STOP to opt out of updates on top secret U.S. war plans.
It's pretty good.
Thank you, Joe, for sending that along. That's not exactly what happened, but you know, we can admit that it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny how the left is overreacting to it. And we have to admit on the right side of the spectrum that at some point somebody's got to take responsibility for it, which I think Waltz did. But he also said, I don't have this guy's phone number in my phone, so how did his number get added to the text string? If he was responsible for the text string and he didn't add the phone number in there, how did it get added? I mean, it's a fair question, and I think we'll get to the bottom of it. I do not believe in coincidences in politics. I do not. I have Nicolee Ambrose on the phone with us right now, former National Young Republican Chair, GOP National Committee Woman for Maryland. And Nicolee, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Good morning.
How about the overreaction, almost fisticuffs they came to yesterday in this hearing with, of course, Tulsi Gabbard and others there in Congress? What's your take on all this?
Obviously, there's first of all, it takes Republicans to get this stuff moving so quickly on the one hand, but Democrats cannot handle how successful this Trump team has been, right? Democrats like being in power. They like using the government as a jobs program. So when you have, a former Democrat like Tulsi Gabbard in particular, who left the Democrat Party, who rejected that, who is now working with the Trump team, there is a special kind of ire Democrats reserve for someone like a Tulsi Gabbard for an RFK. So we have to expect that is always going to be a huge sore point for the Democrats. And then you look at President Trump and what his administration is doing, and you see that Trump has done more in the first few weeks of his term than Biden did in his entire 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of resentment. They're hateful. And then they're even more hateful because the president's approval numbers keep going up. The Democrat Party's approval numbers are at historic lows in perhaps the mid-20s, depending on the poll you look at. And they're used to being able to scream and get a result. And the only result they're getting now is they've exposed themselves to Americans.
Well, there's also been so much pushback against Trump and every little thing he does, in particular from these, you know, Biden appointed or Obama appointed federal judges who now a lot of these Republicans are looking to impeach. Where does this go from here? Because it doesn't sound like they'd have enough votes in the Senate to be able to do that officially.
Right. So even if you couldn't impeach a judge in the House with a simple majority, you're not going to get the two-thirds vote in the U.S. Senate. You're just not going to find that many Democrats, and you might even – the Democrats might be able to peel off of a few Republicans in the Senate. So I don't think these impeachment articles are going to go anywhere, but here are some of the options, right? One, you have Daryl Issa, a great congressman from California, who has put forward a bill that might be voted on next week to limit the ability of U.S. district court judges to issue nationwide injunctions. And that could be voted on as soon as next week in the House. So it would be curious if that made it to the Senate, what the vote, you know, who you'd get in the Senate on that. That's a more reasonable, practical path than impeachment, certainly. At the same time, we have to look at if scope, this is eventually, all of these court cases are going to make it to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court made a sweeping ruling, it could really cut down on this judicial activism, this bizarre practice of the lowest level of the federal judiciary thinking they can make a political statement and it affecting the whole nation, which is not supposed to be what a little district court ruling historically does until it moves up the food chain.
Yeah, I love that you're drawing that distinction, too, because most people don't realize that. I mean, right. You often think that it's the Supreme Court that's going to make ultimately national decisions, and you've got lower court judges that are a year into their judgeship who think they have the power to overrule the president of the United States.
Absolutely. And essentially what we're seeing here is this is going to be a showdown between the executive and judicial branches, right? In those three co-equal branches of government that our Constitution established, right? Each of those branches is supposed to be jealous of their power. So for this judicial overreach that we are seeing, this the Democrats' game of lawfare, once again, they have not learned the lesson from how that backfired on them last year in 2024, and here they continue. But this lawfare, this judicial activism from very leftist judges, thinking they control the United States' foreign affairs and our national security. Let's be clear. The Constitution is abundantly clear. This is the job of the President of the United States, and it is tremendous judicial overreach for them to try to take this job away from the President. The President should fight it. He is right to fight it. And this is going to be a showdown between these two branches of government.
Yep. Nicolae Ambrose, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Yeah, great chatting with you. We appreciate getting you on here. Coming up, we'll get to Check of Business with Nicole Murray. We got In Other News at 6:45. Stay tuned. So we had that fantastic 1,700-person attendance event for Brian Kilmeade Saturday night out at the factory. And I guess the next night or the night after, one of the two.
Monday night.
It's Monday.
Monday night, they host another concert out there with an artist called
Glorilla.
Glorilla.
Never heard of her. She's a rapper, though.
Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a melee. I mean, honestly, what an embarrassment for St. Louis. The video that's come out about that, have you seen it?
Yes.
People fist fighting in the audience. I mean, they turned all the house lights up to try to break up all the fights that were going on in front of this. I mean, it was a disaster. My guess is the factory may change some of their policies on artists, or maybe at least that one.
Well, I don't know, because they obviously have in their policy, you know, no disruptive behavior, no foul language, all of these things. Clearly, no one was following that, because it wasn't just one fight. Multiple fights were breaking out. And I think Glorilla was, I have a hard time even saying that name seriously. No, of course it's not her fault, but she was sitting there trying to go on with the show, and it got to the point where so many people were involved, the other people in the crowd were starting to leave, and she's like, I can't, for your safety, I have to end this show.
Wow.
It's just sad and embarrassing for St. Louis.
It really, if you've seen the video, it's going viral on the internet right now for sure. All right, let's get to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
You have one foot out the door already. Is it true that you're like taking the rest of the week off to go to Florida?
Yeah, mentally, I am not here.
I know what you mean. I know. My kid left yesterday for a trip to Australia.
Ooh.
And like 2 days out, he was mentally on vacation already, I think.
Yeah.
When do you leave, Nicole?
Early tomorrow morning. Flight is at 7 a.m.
See, the early flights are actually exciting.
That's like the one time I really don't mind getting up because you just you can't wait to go. And then you have the whole day. Well, depending on how long your flight is, you have the whole day at your destination versus you get in at like, you know, 9 p.m. and you're going right to bed. I'd way rather get to the airport at 4 in the morning and have the rest of the day.
It's true.
100%.
Yeah.
And the vacation technically starts for me later today because I'll be staying at a friend's house for a free ride to the airport tomorrow morning. So
nice.
Who knows what shenanigans will go down.
Good. And you're going for a bachelorette party, is that right?
Yeah, so when you hear a bunch of woo girls, it's probably us.
Those bachelorette parties, I'll tell you what, they are extravagant now. I'm not saying Florida is super extravagant because that's pretty common, but I know some of the bachelor and bachelorette parties where they're going on these international trips and people must drop thousands of dollars for airfare and hotels and all the activities they plan.
I'm curious, do you think the entire bridal party should be covering the costs for the bride for a trip like this?
No.
I agree.
No, if you're in the bridal party, you're already spending a lot of money. You're getting multiple gifts for a bachelorette party, a bridal shower. You're paying for your dress. In many cases, you're paying for your hair and your makeup. Maybe sometimes the bride will cover one or two of those services. But, I mean, if you're a bridesmaid, you're probably dropping at least $1,000 or more to be in the wedding.
Yeah, I had to have like a bit of a conversation of like, I love ya. But I can't cover everything for you.
Well, I mean, if the bride decided to go to Florida and do all these things, why? No offense, but like, why should you have to cover that cost when they could have just stayed at their house and had? Like, I did not do an extravagant bachelorette party.
It sounds to me like you've got some high maintenance friends.
That's pretty common. No, that's not to knock Nicole's friend. It's very common.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's changed a lot since my days back then.
Did you guys take your covered wagon out to the?
We did. We just hitched the horses and went down to the tavern for the night. Thank you.
Got very to little. See what it was like when they discovered fire.
Today we're going to learn how to churn butter. It never gets old giving Mark a hard time.
Okay, Nicole, what's going on in the business world this morning?
Okay, futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 4, the NASDAQ up 83, the S&P 500 up 9. A judge has set a June 23rd trial date in the Justice Department's criminal fraud case against Boeing, stemming from the plane maker's alleged misrepresentations to U.S. regulators about a key system on the 737 MAX. In July, Boeing agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge after two fatal 737 MAX crashes and to pay a fine of roughly $487 million. The conference board has reported that consumer confidence dimmed further in March as the view of future conditions fell to the lowest level in more than a decade. The board's monthly confidence index of current conditions slipped to 92.9, the fourth consecutive monthly contraction. Egg prices are once again top of mind for many Americans, and it's easy to see why. Even after a recent drop in wholesale costs, retail egg prices remain near historic highs, averaging about $6 per dozen. This is roughly double what people paid a year ago. It's the most Americans have paid for eggs in decades, and that's according to a CNBC analysis of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Amazon is testing new shopping and health assistance as it dives further into artificial intelligence. One feature, called Interests AI, prompts users to enter conversational search queries, and another tool is a chatbot focused on health and wellness. According to CNBC's CFO Council Quarterly Survey, around 60% of big bosses expect a U.S. recession in the second half of the year. A separate Dutch bank survey found that the probability of a downturn in growth over the next 12 months is about 43%. And finally, the European Space Agency is offering $5,000 to volunteers willing to lie on a waterbed for 10 days straight for science. Why? To simulate the effects of zero gravity on the human body, like muscle loss and changes in the brain.
Carl and I have probably done that over the course of our lives.
Yeah, but don't they just have two people that were up there for 9 months?
Yeah, couldn't they just test it on them?
I mean, they were trained in it, though.
Did you ever waterbed, Carl?
No. I dated somebody who had it.
Can they get up and go to the bathroom? Or are they wearing like a catheter or a diaper?
What are they doing?
I honestly am not 100% sure about that. I don't think you're allowed to get up and shower, though. So, ew.
How many days?
10.
I could do that.
You know how sore your back would be?
No, you're on a waterbed.
For 10 days straight, you're lying there 24 hours a day. Hopefully you can get up to go to the bathroom. Your back would hurt if you're lying in a bed that long. That's why in the hospital they have to come turn you if you're in bed.
You can
because
turn.
Otherwise you get like bed sores and stuff.
You
I know you
over.
Can turn, but oh, that'd be terrible.
You just have to be sure you had one of the waterbeds that had baffling in it. If not, it was like just laying on a big balloon.
Mm-hmm. I had a bubble chair. Nicole, do you remember those?
Oh my gosh, I love those.
Remember when they had to start banning waterbeds like in some apartment buildings because they would explode and leak onto the.
But yeah, what if you have something like a pen in your pocket or something? Couldn't you accidentally pop it?
What a horrible idea that was.
Well, check your pockets before you get in the waterbed.
Yeah.
You know not everyone will.
It needs to be.
What?
I think you're making this.
No,
more
I need
difficult.
To. These are all questions I need answered. This is where my brain goes.
Wow.
Nicole, have a fantastic trip. Have a great
time. Have fun.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you, I guess, next week. All right.
Yes.
Good. Yep. She'll be back on Monday after her wild weekend in Orlando. Is that what she said?
Disney.
She's going to Disney.
Epcot. She's going to drink around
the
world.
She's going to do. Beers around the or wine around the world.
You
one
can,
of the two.
There are several things you can do around the world.
We were giving we were giving Wiggins a little bit of grief about that because, of course, he was there on basically
there
a trip for his kid But he went to Epcot. He didn't go to any of the great restaurants there around the lake.
Right, but they were trying to hit four parks in one day. So
right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But the ride that they wanted to do was at Epcot. That's where Guardians is.
Okay.
And then they went there, and the ride was closed.
What's the new Star Wars ride that they have?
They don't have a new, well. It's.
I mean. Didn't you tell me they had a?
No.
Was it? I thought you said they had a ride there.
They
Is
do.
It
have,
just not new.
They have. Yeah, it's not new. It's
oh,
Rise of the Resistance. It's
okay,
fantastic.
That's what I was thinking about. Okay.
It's an experience. You would be impressed. I think you'd go.
When the grandchild gets a little older, then I'm sure I'm going
to
be feeding the mouse at some point.
Yes. I'm still angry that they got rid of the Jaws ride, which don't go often, but they got rid of it still. And I don't. Well, okay, I thought that was a really popular ride.
They used to have the coolest ride. I went to the Disney in Anaheim when my wife was pregnant with our son. Mm-hmm. So it was 1998, maybe. And they had 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
They still have that at Disneyland.
They do? Mm-hmm. In Anaheim?
Yeah.
Where you get on the sub and you're under the water?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
They
ride.
Still have that at Disneyland.
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd gotten rid of that after all these years.
I wrote it 2 years ago.
It's been a minute, for sure, since I've been there. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News with Ethan. Next hour, we'll talk to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, joining us on a Wednesday instead of his normal Tuesday morning. We'll be right back.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So there's a new biography out by an author named David Sheff, and it's called Yoko, and it's challenging the long-held belief that Yoko Ono caused the Beatles' breakup, presenting evidence that she played actually a pivotal role in keeping the band together during its final years. Sheff details how Ono's support was crucial during the creation of the Beatles' last album, Let It Be, in Abbey Road, suggesting that without her, the band might have disbanded earlier.
If you watch the Get Back documentary on Disney Plus, which is fantastic, I wish it
I've
was longer.
I've watched part of it.
I wish it was longer than 8 hours. You see that everything that you've heard about her is not true. You like they say, oh, she was getting in and she was doing all that. She's just sitting there. She is there, but she's not like messing around and talking and saying, hey, John, why don't you do this? She's just sitting there. All the wives are sitting there.
It's just hard because you see only one side. Like, obviously, when you're doing a documentary like that, you still can pick and choose what you want to have edited out. Like, I'm not saying that she caused it. I didn't even know this was a rumor that she caused the breakup.
I'd never heard that.
But it is
a rumor.
It's probably fact. People see stuff on the internet and they're so quick to say, well, that's it because I saw the video and it's reality TV or it's a documentary. It's like, well, they still can edit something out and we don't know what was said after.
Hours, maybe.
Right. But that's 8 hours that was edited out of how many years of conversations that were had, and you know what I mean? We don't know what was said off camera.
Maybe,
I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying we don't know.
Don't really believe in coincidence, but she did come on the scene at roughly the same time John Lennon seemed to lose his ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's why she takes part of the blame.
My favorite thing ever is where, is it John Lennon and Chuck Berry? What show were they on? And she's singing.
And they cut her mic.
Cut her mic straight off.
It was awful.
That might have been like the Mike Douglas
show.
Yeah,
it could have been.
That or
they
Dick
had
Cavett
to cut her mic down. It was so bad.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Especially if you look at Chuck Berry's face.
Yeah.
Sorry. DoorDash and a fintech company Klarna are teaming up to offer customers the option to buy now, pay later for their food deliveries. This is going to end up terrible. Customers can choose to pay in full, split payments into four installments, or delay payments to a later date, such as when they have their paychecks.
I thought this was a bad idea when they were doing it for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible.
Now,
you're gonna be out partying. You're going to come home at 2 in the morning. Not that I'm out that late. But you're going to order food. You don't have any cash with you. Just put it on a credit card or whatever this pay-as-you-go plan is. Next thing you know, you're hundreds of dollars in debt.
Right.
But he's saying that you're just deferring it until you get paid.
You're still deferring it. You can't tell me there's going to be college kids out there
that's not going to run over.
Yeah, or just don't even pay it.
You're going to hurt your credit over a cheeseburger. You're going to pay interest on a cheeseburger that you ate 2 months ago.
Right, and that's the other thing. You're going to pay like $20 for a $5 cheeseburger.
They will jack up the interest rates on that thing.
Do you not use your credit card when you grocery shop? Isn't that the same thing?
Use a debit card, not a credit card, but you could use a credit card. No, my point is the what they're talking about here are installment loans, effectively, for food. That's a horrible idea because you haven't paid off last week's and you got to go buy $200 more worth of food. Yep. That's a horrible idea.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. See what
I'm not Dave Ramsey or anything, but that's stupid.
Oh, I'm sure Dave Ramsey is rolling his eyes at this. He says cash is king.
Oh, I know, exactly.
Speaking of food, if you're a little hungry today, Dairy Queen
always
is celebrating its 85th anniversary by offering small Blizzard treats for 85 cents. Now, that's going to go on through April 6th. But to participate, you must be a DKU Rewards member and make a minimum purchase of $1.
Always a catch.
So you pay the dollar, then you get the 5 cents?
85 cent Blizzard.
So you're paying $1.85 no matter what.
Yeah. Mm. So what is the cost of an actual Blizzard? Like $4? So you're really only saving like $2?
Maybe.
But Kim knows, and she reported. She learned this last week and is very excited about it. Since the Blues won last night.
You get a cone. I forgot.
She can go to Wendy's and get her.
No. Dairy Queen.
It's Dairy Queen?
You get a free. Yeah.
Frosty.
No, you get a free. Oh. No, it is. I'm sorry. It is Wendy's. I got the free cone at Dairy. This is really sad, you guys. I got the free. I got the free cone at Dairy Queen because it was. What was the holiday?
St. Patrick's Day?
Was it St. Patrick's Day?
Maybe.
No, I don't know.
Can't.
Whatever. I got a free cone. I was excited about it. All right.
Next hour, we are going to talk to Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal over some of the efforts of the Trump administration to fight these deportation orders by judges. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.